Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what do you guys think about Donald Trump?
Man, fuck Donald Trump, man.
Big ass wig on your head, boy.
Big dry shit like that.
Man, keep talking about Muslims, this Mexican, that. Donald Trump, you a punk ever bitch bastard.
Punk ever bitch bastard? I never heard that one before.
Yeah, man, he a punk ever bitch bastard. And don't bring your man to Baltimore, he'll be hitting the head with Moose's shovel.
Wow, that's a little rough.
Guess what we got for him?
Why?
We got a chop in the truck for Donald Trump. We got a chop in the truck.
Catch his little puss ass and give him his 100 rounds.
Drunk!
Boy, ain't he white?
You yellow!
He said your Dayton daughter, you a sicko!
That's why that nigga tried to poke you in Ohio! That's why they shut your ass down in Chicago! Don't come to Baltimore unless you want that.
What's up, everybody? You're now rocking with the True Team, and I am none other than Genuine. And we also have Switchblade Carter in the house.
What's going on, y'all? What's good?
All right, y'all. First of all, I had a nice time out last night, and I happened to see, I'm thinking, one of the worst movies ever. And I mean ever. And I decided to do my own review for this fucked up, corny ass movie.
Oh my gosh. And here it goes.
Now, before I do this, anybody who has a problem with what I'm about to say, I could care less. Pucker up and kiss the left cheek because the right cheek is bored. So last night, well, hold up. Before I start this off, what's playing? How you been doing?
You know, I'm going through a whole lot of things on the personal level. That's why I haven't been too active, but I'm still here. That's all.
And you know, it shows dedication for us. I really appreciate, you know, your dedication to the whole movement and everything. And
of course.
I love you for that. I really do. Now.
Love you right back, my
nigga. Now that I got that off my
chest. You're still a nigga, though, but it's okay.
Let's talk about this bullshit-ass movie that I went to go see. The movie is called Meet the Blacks. Stars for no reason at all. Mike Epps, George Lopez, Snoop Dogg, Mike Tyson, King Batch, Roland Powell, a.k.a. Little Duval, Gary Owen, and Bria Webb. Now, to start things off, let me give y'all a little overview of everything. So, basically, in a nutshell, Carl Black, first of all, the title of the name, you should have known this to be some bullshit. The title of the movie was Meet the Blacks, and they had to be black. Then, on top of that, of course, like a typical black guy, he decides to take some drug money and some drugs and move his family out of Chicago and try to hide them away in a gated community in Beverly Hills. Where's what?
Is that
white people.
Is that supposed to be better? Is that supposed to be better option?
So I'm trying to figure out, first of all, okay, I get the fact you want to make a better life for your family, but damn, I'm like, how many people does one nigga piss off? Well, the answer is a whole lot.
Oh, great.
Because the purge happens, yes, in Beverly Hills. And who do they want? They want Carl Black. I wonder why they would have family in the movie that meet the Black. Their last name is Black, and they're what? Black. Oh, shit. I swear I'm sitting in there like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, and then what made my day to day was the look at IMDb. They gave this movie a 2.4 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes gave them a 14% out of 100%. And Subscreen gave them a 1 out of 5. You know how horrible your movie has to be for it to do that? And I knew it wasn't going to be a good movie because it was distributed by Freestyle Releasing. Freestyle Releasing looks like they freestyled the whole motherfucking movie.
What is, who is that?
And that's the problem.
Oh, okay.
Now, the problem that I have with this is, first and foremost, who told Mike Tyson he could act? I mean, yeah, okay, cool. It was funny to see him in the Hangover movies. All right, but please, take several seasons. Shut up.
Wow.
They gave him a wig. Then he had the nerve to put on a damn weave and wrapped around his head. He's supposed to be a clown. Yes, Mike, you look like a clown in the fucking movie.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Mike, are you listening? You look like playing the big movie. Snoop Dogg, you're not white.
Ludicrous.
Stop trying to play like you're, hey, guys, all right, my name's Dave. No, you're not white.
Well, he has enough money to do it.
Please do not. Please stop. Please. I can't. Because. But make it. Then, hold on. And then Charlie Murphy comes out of nowhere. And he has on. He has an actual perm. He has Cat Williams' old perm.
You need. Okay. Next up. You need to stop. Next subject. Oh my God.
I tell you. And you know. When we saw his pictures about a year or so ago, dude looked like what Magic Johnson supposed to look like.
Okay. There you go.
So I'm just saying. So now he looked like he gained some weight. I mean, he looks a little bit more like he did in C-Before. You know,
what?
Which is my favorite movie that he was in. So, you know, I do like your movies. Charlie Murphy, I do like some of the stuff you do, Mike Epps, but this shit, hell no. Anybody who saw this movie, please call in. 929-477-3273.
They gave everybody a job.
And, hold on, and, spoiler alert, Gary Owens, which everybody knows him, white dude, funny comedian. You know, he's married to the black girl and he likes black people. Well, he liked them a whole hell of a lot because he jumped at the chance to say the word nigga. It was just as awkward as it was when we heard Kanye West's song Jesus Walks. And we're like,
no. No.
Why is the word nigga like niggas?
Exactly.
Wait, what? And every time he puts on this mask, his voice changes. And I'm like, huh? But I think that this was a ploy to show you what was really happening in the black community. Yes, I'm going there. Why all the white people, all the white people coming to kill the blacks? Really? Huh? Hello? Is it just me, or are we speaking some truth in this right here? Yeah, I wonder.
Is that what it is? It's a black purge, right? That's how you describe it.
Basically, but I mean, let me tell you right here, okay? If the purge did happen, first of all, the people who I'm killing and getting away with it, it's not going to be the, you know, my nigga down the street. I'm going to the IRS. I'm shooting up all the computers. Saying, y'all coming in next morning? I don't owe y'all shit. I'm shooting up all the computers at social services. So that way, just in case if y'all think y'all going to take the money from me, whoever they keep track, seriously. That's what I would do. Because why shoot your homie? You know what I mean? But the purge ain't going to happen. No time soon. Okay? And the thing is, the government keeps putting this bullshit out here. And I have a new word that me and my son say, and I started this up for him. Because this is exactly, this movie allowed me to fully and unequivocally say that what I saw for 90 minutes was
You said it.
Fragonisms. It was fragonisms. And Mike Epps, you know better. But what I like about it is they did have a Sofia Vergara. They had a chick that looked just like her in the movie, so that was cool. So, I mean, I was looking at titties and ass. I ain't gonna lie to you. I mean, they could have muted her and Bria's part in the movie, and I mean, I'm cool. I'm good because both of them two chicks were fine as fuck. I ain't gonna lie, but they didn't. And when Bria talks, she sounds like a windmill caught between two hyenas.
Oh, what?
Sorry, Bria, but it's true. I mean, you're fine as shit, though. I mean, I still hit, but I would have to.
Disturbing.
And then what makes it worse is then you have Lavelle Crawford. Why, Lavelle? Please, why? Because nobody believes your big ass slid down no damn chimney.
Hush.
Nobody believes that.
That doesn't mean anything.
Nobody believes you.
We
don't believe you. Like Tupac dead, we don't believe you.
So, oh my gosh.
It's the truth. And what makes the stupid shit worse is it's going to be a part two.
Huh?
Yes.
Please
explain to me why the RZA from Wu-Tang wasted his talent by scoring this damn movie. Like, what's the point? And George Lopez, why are you in this? Go back to doing your show.
Nobody watched that anymore.
I'm like, really? Who does this? Really? And I'm like, So you guys are, so this is what it is, huh? And then before the movie came on, I'm watching this the crap that they claim is coming out, and I'm like, explain to me why every time a movie come out, it's got to be some scary shit, and it's always some bullshit. It looks like it's going to be some bullshit. It even, like, the trailer, it's like, what? First of all, why do we always fall for these movies where the mother has lost her mind? And then all of a sudden the kids start going outside and they keep hearing voices. Hey, stupid nigga, stop listening to the voices. Hello.
So what movie do you remember seeing them advertise?
I'm not even going to do that. I'm not even wasting my time to even do that. Because the thing is, it don't make no sense, the shit out of the scene. And then every other couple of years, they have something with the word devil in it. You know not to watch.
Of course.
The shit says devil eyes, devil this. First of all, no, don't do that. All right.
You're breaking up on your side.
So listen, call in right now. 929-477-3273. Anyway, let's get into some El Jose.
Oh, no.
It's a song called What I Wanted.
B-E-S-K. Let it bang.
El Jose.
G-Pen.
Yeah, suck. No, we don't do no love it, though.
No.
This shit went, this shit gotta bounce. Got my weed, get it by the ounce. Yeah, I got what I wanted. Got me bad, bitch, that's what I wanted.
What I wanted.
Got bad, I got what I wanted. Yeah, I got me some drugs, what I wanted. Suck. We don't do no lovey dovey.
Yeah.
She ain't with this, she gotta bounce. Got this drug made up by the ounce.
Fuck
you talking about?
Yeah.
Nigga, go all the way out. Nigga, fuck you talking about?
El Jose and G Pain featuring songs like Bill Cosby, the song you just heard, Everything on Me, and Fuck Your Girlfriend, and the other song, oh, Thotty World.
Yeah, Thotty World.
Exactly. Now, getting back to this. according to the
you're breaking up on the on this side. I can't really hear you.
So, if a person says to you that criminally bad, really? Seriously. To me, that says that, you know what? Y'all suck at making movies. And what make it worse is so bad that I actually want to see part two to see if they're going to put even more racial, stereotypical bullshit in it for real. How you don't have a damn the Ku Klux Klan member, the head, come in and try to kill a black man? I'm just saying. Really?
Yeah.
Seriously? So when you look at movies, don't just try to Dave Chappelle show moment. You know what I'm talking about too, because y'all everybody does this all the time. Y'all be like, oh man, that was funny as fuck. Then 3 days later, you realize, oh damn it, oh damn, that was some racist shit. Damn,
right.
The whole time though, you laughing, ha ha ha, really. You're laughing at your own people getting made fun of by your own people. I'm just saying.
That's what it is.
So that, huh?
That's what it is.
Yeah. And, you know, Switchblade called a haven't seen the movie. And I'm giving y'all the movie because nobody's going to see this shit. So, you know, and then. Now
that's wrong.
It is, but who cares?
Okay.
But what I will say, okay, is if you want to see, I'm talking about a real humorous, funny, down to earth type of rich type of nigga, then go see Kevin Hart, because he got his new stand up coming to theaters. It's called What Now, and I guarantee you, fuck all other shit, this gonna be the best ever. So remember that. What Now is coming. Okay?
Right.
Just to let you know, the movie that I was telling you about, the one that scared the shit out of me for real, was called Deftone. When I saw that in theaters back in 2007, and it still resonates with me today because it's like, ain't nobody asked you for that shit.
Scary.
First of all, when you have something that says anything with the word devil in it or anything about somebody getting killed because somebody didn't charge their phone up, first of all, the government says charge your phone up because you never know whether or not you're going to see some police brutality against any kind of people. And also, whether or not if somebody chasing you down the street, what are you going to say? Damn, 3%, I can't call the cops.
Yeah.
Now me, I'll call the cops anyway. Hat! Shit. Sprint. Fuck. I knew I should have switched to Metro PCS.
That's right.
And that's what I did. So anyway. So recently they had a video that was out on Facebook, that somebody released on Facebook, about a guy who appears to be murdered in broad daylight while basically doing his little selfie. I guess he had a selfie stick or something. He was having a ball, and all of a sudden, pop, 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 pop.
Yeah.
So I was in the supermarket this morning getting some food. I'm fat. Go figure, sue me.
What?
I was in the supermarket this morning, and the guy said, with no feeling whatsoever, he said, man, that's the stage. Nah, yo, that ain't really happening. Because how you going to shoot a person and then just abruptly just step over them? I was like, oh. But then, I don't know. I mean, I try my best not to be a conspiracy theorist or whatever. But, I mean, it do look a little phony, which, Lord forbid, that ever happened to me or anybody or whatever. I'm just saying, it do look a little staged. Because all of a sudden, you hear the person in the background, oh, my goodness, no. We're going to take him to the hospital. How do you know he get gone, though? Then they said he got shot and killed dead. Then they said he got shot 16 times. Then he said his mom said he was in intensive care. I don't know what happened, but if it happened, I hope he's okay. Okay. I'm not going to say too much. But,
no.
But what I will say is this, okay? We need to stop spamming Facebook. People, if your name is Buka Book, I don't know you. So,
ooh.
Why the fuck are you sending me a friend request?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we should do, okay? I'm sending this out to everybody listening right now, okay? We got 3 minutes left. I want people to do this from now on. If you have anybody from a foreign country or even here, and it looks suspect, the moment you put one piece of porn or, oh, buy this hat today, it's 80% off. You put anything you desk that even looks like spam on my thing. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put Beloved. I'm going to spam your whole page with nothing but Beloved. So every time you go to sleep, you're going to see Oprah with no makeup on whatsoever, and that crazy chick from Norbit screaming to the top of her lungs naked with all that bush below. I'm just, yeah.
Wow.
So it's up
good
to
job.
You. You want to spam my page and try to take over my identity? Sure, go right ahead. But remember, when you close your eyes, you will see none other than Oprah Winfrey and Gayle King naked to the day they're born, scars and all, licking on Seal's face with all his scars from his face, having a threesome and a foursome with Rosie O'Donnell. Ugh.
What?
Ugh, now that's a scary movie.
Wow.
Yeah. And Precious in the back masturbating. But anyway, so...
Oh, I'm praying. I gotta pray for you. Oh my God.
And also, please stop acting like stars are dead. You guys be acting like you guys have a sick fetish by saying, "Oh, Robert Downey Jr. has passed away, leaving behind." Shut the fuck up. Do me that favor, please. Stop. I don't want to hear about that. Because then it makes a simple-ass nigga like myself go to TMZ and find out if it's true or not. Because let me tell you, if you read something on Facebook and you want to know it's true, go to TMZ. If TMZ don't have it, yeah, it ain't true. That's why Tupac's still alive, because they don't have it. Biggie dead, though.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm just saying. And just like Kurt Cobain, if any girls would like to give me top, that's wrong. I'm sorry, that's wrong. Anyway,
it is. Oh, what? Oh my God.
Well, anyway, in case you don't know, I'm live right now. She's in California. I'm live right now at the Futuristic Global Entertainment Studios. Right here, so that's where I'm at right now. I'm getting together, in case you didn't know, world premiere, know this right now. I'm putting together tonight, Pain and Happiness 2. If you don't have the first one, go get it. It's free. Anyway, so listen, we want to thank everybody for listening today. I want to thank Switchblade Carter for holding a nigga down for real. You know what it is. And you know how we do it here at the True T. You know, we talk, we say like it is real. Only difference is we're not, you know, 6'10" with big ass hands, big tits, and still have a dick between her legs. I'm sorry. I can't say that because I watch the one that you show every day. But anyway, so we're going
to. What?
We're going to go, and I want y'all to have a safe evening. I'm Genuine Collinson.
Switchblade Carter.
You already know the true tea. Holla back. Oh, and hopefully tomorrow we will have in the building. You know Pretty Carter. You know who she is. Yeah. Holla back in the building. Holla back. We'll see you. One.
Peace.
Peace.